You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Chris Pimlott with you on this edition of the podcast. Looking ahead to Friday's racing. Four contests to look at, two at Catterick and two at Kempton, coming up shortly. Mr. Pimlott?
A very good afternoon to you.
How are you?
Very well.
You sound it.
Yeah.
You sound in a very good mood today.
Well, I'm very happy to be here, you know what I mean? That's the thing.
And why is that?
Just
gets you out of the house.
It just gets me out of the house, yeah, you know. Let's gets me out under the feet of the wife. And instead of kicking the cat, she kicks me when I'm there, so it's just... It's refreshing to be out of that war zone called home.
It's something of a relief, isn't you, to sit next to me for 15 minutes and talk about tomorrow's race?
It's not the relief, maybe not the word I would use, but it certainly is going to be an enjoyable time together, I'm sure.
Well, let's hope that the listeners feel the same.
Indeed, indeed, if there's anybody out there.
That's true. Tomorrow's racing comes from Catterick, Kempton, Lingfield and Dundalk. Dundalk, the card on the evening. You'll be able to hear Andy Holding's thoughts on that tomorrow. Chepstow, we've already lost to a waterlogged course. So we're going to look at two contests at Catterick and two in the evening at Kempton. We're going to do that shortly. We're going to start with some news that had gone under my radar completely, Pimmers.
Okay, yeah, well, go on. Enlighten me, enlighten me.
You mentioned it to me earlier. Gordon Brown, I think, mentioned it to you. And after a quick check, I can confirm. Project Blue Book, a horse trained by John Quinn, who obviously we work with Sean, trainer's son.
Junior, yeah.
And I did a podcast with him, it was probably around this day last week, and he flagged Project Blue Book up as a horse maybe for Cheltenham.
Okay, yeah.
Not a banker, but just one for a bit of interest maybe, you know, for them. At the time, he was in the betting for the Fred Winter.
Yes.
Sean said he's more likely to go for the Triumph. So I rang the traders up and they gave us a price for the Triumph. And I believe it was 33s, possibly 25s.
Okay.
Big price anyway. Anyway, Project Blue Book is now owned by Mr. JP McManus.
Yeah,
which
excellent.
Which can't be seen as a bad thing, can it?
Good thing. Excellent thing. I mean, I'm not 100% certain about this, but I wouldn't have thought John would have trained any horses for Mr. McManus in the past.
I don't think he has, no.
So, you know, to get those green and gold colours hung up in the office is a big, big bonus. And to be fair, Project Blue Book is a very, very nice horse indeed. I mean, he put up a smashing performance last time out at Musselburgh to win. Mm. He holds a few entries there this weekend at their big sort of trials meeting. So he should be an interesting player. Be interesting to see as well if Brian Hughes keeps the mount, as he has done in the past on Project Blue Book, or whether Mr. McManus's retained riders come and take the mount. That will be interesting. But, yeah, he's certainly a nice horse to get. I would imagine he's more than likely a little bit shorter than 20s for the Triumph Hurdle now.
16-1. The thing is, he's been obviously bought by JP, but JP already has a... embarrassment of riches is the phrase I was looking
yeah,
for
but listen,
in this race.
You need some in that sort of race because, you know, it's one of the most trickiest races to try and win at the Cheltenham Festival. And the good news is that the Quins have won it in the past with Country Fried Flame, so they know what sort of horse they need to go and land the spoils there.
Defy Just Soy is the 7-2 market leader for the Triumph. Mary DeVee is 6s, 7s for Charlie Parks. Bapaume at 9s, 10s for Denaria Desobo and Land of Hope and Glory, 14s for Mega Fortune, Cliffs of Dover, Fiddux, House of Parliament, Most Celebrated, and the aforementioned Project Blue Book are 16-1. It's bigger price than the rest. It might be that now that this horse is in the ownership of JP McManus, that the Triumph is no longer the target. They may look elsewhere, but we shall see in the coming weeks, and hopefully we'll be able to get a catch-up with Sean at some point and see if his target has changed off the back of that. But
yeah.
Project Blue Book now 16-1 for the Triumph. But don't forget, if you do bet with us here at William Hill on the Triumph, we are non-runner insurance on the race, which of course means that you'll get your money back as a free bet if the horse does not end up running there. So you can almost have a risk-free bet on that one if you think that Project Blue Book can go pretty close in the Triumph. But certainly best of luck to the Quins wherever it ends up. certainly just something interesting to flag up at the start of this podcast. Interesting to see as well where and how it runs at Musselburgh.
Yeah, I think that'll be a big guiding point to them as well, to see exactly where they're at. But I was well taken with his performance against much more experienced horses at Musselburgh last time out. And again, for a youngster, you know, that experience against those hardened campaigners will have really done him the world of good.
And as you said, hopefully we'll have a good chance in a race like that. Right, we'll move to Friday's racing then. Not the best Friday that we've seen. I think we've been spoilt recently, haven't we, with some really top quality racing, even in midweek. With Chepstow off, we're left with Catterick flying the flag jumps-wise. We'll start with the 2:45, which is a handicap hurdle over the extended 3 mile, 1 furlong trip. This will take a fair bit of getting, Pimmers, but a few of these arrive here in decent form.
Yeah, they do. Officially, I think it's soft at Catterick tomorrow. It's not the sort of soft that you get at other tracks. It's pretty good drainage at Catterick. The only thing I would say is that the jockeys do need to come up that stands rail if it is very soft.
Yes.
Always hold sway once you turn up that short straight at Catterick, if you're going to be in with a chance. Hogging that stands rail is very important indeed. But yeah, competitive little race. I think the one for me here is Cracking Find. It's been in great form for the Sue Smith Yard of late. Connections won this race last year with Hainan. And again, despite that £7 penalty for his success here last time out, I think there's more to come from him. It was 2.3 that he won over last time out. I think stepping up in trip is going to be right up this horse's street. Yard's in good form at the moment, and I think he's going to be very difficult to peg back. One or two of the others that are interesting, I thought Brian Barana could come there with a bit of a chance, having ran well enough in defeat when finishing third behind Wicked Willie at Market Raisin just over 2 weeks ago. And I also thought that 40 Crown's been in good form of late. Pieces on for the cheap pieces on for the first time tomorrow, and ran well enough in defeat behind Tuscan Gold last time we saw this run. So one or two of these coming into the race on the back of good runs, but I think Cracking Find could well relish the step up in trip.
Okay, Cracking Find then the selection in the 2:45 contest. We'll stay at Catterick for the 3:20. That's the next race that we're going to look at. This is a mare's handicap chase. Six runners go to post. Interesting contest. You've got Two Smoking Barrels, who arrives here looking for a four-timer, but Ben Pauling sends one north in the form of Treaty Girl. Acting Pieces is a horse that, a mare that she's very talented and gets on well with Gina Andrews. She's got to get it all together at the right time, if you like. Pretty hard to rule many of these out. It's a good little race.
Yeah, it's a very competitive race for the girls only. And again, not a bad prize on offer, just over £7,000 to the winner. So well worth picking up. And as you say, Acting Pieces ran really well in defeat last time out at Wetherby, when beaten just by a neck. And again, just made a little bit of a blunder at that final fence. But a good performance all the same behind Rock Gone. And that certainly holds her in good stead for tomorrow's chances. Two Smoking Barrels have been in cracking form of late, and looking for a four-timer, the Michael Scudamore runner. And again, she ran well enough when she succeeded at last time out beating Conquer Gold. That was at Kelso, over 2 miles, was even money favourite on that occasion. She continues in good heart. Treaty Girl's an interesting player. This will be one of the first mounts back for Nico de Bonville, having been off for quite a while with a shoulder injury.
I believe that is his first ride back.
Yeah, okay, so that he'll be looking for a good confidence-boosting ride there for him. Conquer Gold ran well enough in defeat last time we saw that one for the Nicky Richard Yard. That was up at Kelso of 2.7 miles. And then you've got Total Assets, a runner-up last time out. And then the bottom one was a faller when fell two out at Kelso from the very much informed yard of Malcolm Jefferson's La Dama de Hero. But I do feel she'll more than likely be found wanting against some quite tidy individuals in the shape of these mares. But I'm going to stick with the top weight, Acting Pieces, for the girls as well. Pam Sly and Gina Andrews. Girl power, ponytail power.
Absolutely. And Gina Andrews does get on very, very well with this horse. In fact, has ridden it on every single start, apart from one, in which Sister Bridget was on board.
All right, keep it in the family then.
Banger, absolutely. But Gina Andrews does get on very well with the six-year-old mare. And hopefully, Acting Pieces can win again this time around. We'll move to the evening racing then. On the Polytrack at Kempton, we're going to look at two races, starting with the 7.15, a very competitive handicap over six furlongs. Born to Finish arrives here in fantastic form, Pimmers, but we've also got the likes of Dharma, who was in fantastic form at the back end of last season. Another one who got on really well with Josephine Gordon last year, now ridden by Holly Doyle. Once again, the female jockey's coming to the fore, but plenty of these arrive here in good form. The top one, Oriental Relation, Dutch Golden Age, has been in good nick. It's pretty hard to find the winner of this, but you'd have to start with Born to Finish, wouldn't you?
Yeah, obviously Born to Finish has been in cracking form of late. Last time we saw it, which was just 23 days ago, he ran really well, having been held up. Didn't have the best of runs either, but then really quickened up inside the final furlong to win over the same trip as tomorrow night, over the same course, that of Kempton, and he beat New Rich by a length on that occasion. So Born to Finish in the form of his life, and there's certainly a player, and David Parks takes a valuable £5 one off this one's back. Dharma, as you say, had been in good form back end of last season. We haven't seen that for 185 days. Last time we saw it, we're finishing fourth at Nottingham in a Phillies handicap. But the one I'm going to take a chance with here is Under Siege. Again, we haven't seen this one for 139 days from the Stuart Williams yard, but we've been in cracking form throughout last season, and came good on the final appearance at Newmarket when beating Ice Age by a head. Hopefully that little break will give it time to strengthen up and mature. Ocean Murphy, back from his travels, takes the mount, and I'm hoping for a good run from Under Siege. Not just sure. Have we got prices for that yet?
No, not as we record this, Pimmers.
Okay. We're
recording this at 2:30 on Thursday afternoon, but it will be interesting to see how the market fares with that one. Hopefully prices will be on site from around about 6 o'clock. So by the time you listen to this, maybe they will be there, hopefully. But in a race like this, you'd be thinking about everything, perhaps bar Born to Finish. You'd be getting a nice each-way price.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You think Born to Finish will take a chunk out of the market and the rest look very much of a muchness. But again, it's a very competitive race.
OK, but just getting the nod, Under Siege in the 7.15. The final race that we're going to look at is the Kempton 7.45, a handicap over a mile. 9 of them are set to go to post in this one. And once again, an interesting contest. You've got some unexposed types, the likes of Blue Revelation. You've got some very exposed types, like Mr. Music. And you've got some types that are maybe dropping back in grade a little bit in this one. It's, again, not an easy one to call.
No, it's not an easy call whatsoever. I thought Franco Secret was interesting. He won last time out. That was just 13 days ago. That was at Lingfield over a mile. So same trip, different track tomorrow night. But had been in good form, Franco Secret, as well, of late. Tom Markham takes the mount tomorrow evening. And again, although he only won by a neck last time out, I thought it was quite a cosy performance by Franco Secret. And there could be a little bit more to come from this fella. Lakin was interesting, I thought, for the Rafe Beckett yard. Slightly underachieved, I thought, last time out behind Mythical Madness. But again, could be a forgiving that, and ran okay prior to those couple of outings. And the other one that you thought obviously is interesting is Blue Leveration, who fairly unexposed, that's for sure, and won a maiden at Lingfield last time out when beating Mornington by half a length. And again, that one is fairly unexposed in the context of this race. More likely a bit more to come. As to, you could say, about Sans Chorus from the James Given yard, who was a winner the last time we saw it at Wolverhampton. That was over a mile and one in a handicap. And again, could be a little bit more to come from that one. So, you know, not that many runners going to post. If all 9 stand the ground, we can have a little bit of an each-way slant on the race. But I'm going to take a chance with the six-year-old in the shape of Franco Secret.
OK, Franco Secret, who got up in the shadows of the post last time to maybe do so again at Kempton Park. Great stuff, Pimmers. Best luck with your bets on Friday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Can't wait.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.